Hey everyone, Jake Carter here. Welcome back to Depression to Drive, your daily dose of gentle motivation to get moving, both physically and mentally. Today, we're diving into something super important, something that affects us all at some point. Stress and anxiety. You know that feeling when your mind's racing a mile a minute, your to-do list feels like it's growing by the second, and you just want to crawl under the covers and disappear? Yeah, we've all been there. But what if I told you that stress doesn't have to rule your life? What if you could learn to manage those anxious feelings and actually find a little peace amidst the chaos? It's all about self-care, my friends. Now, before you roll your eyes and think self-care is just bubble baths and avocado toast, hear me out. Self-care isn't about indulging in luxury. It's about making conscious choices that prioritize your well-being, physically, mentally, and emotionally. Think of it like this. Your car needs regular maintenance to run smoothly, right? Well, your mind and body are the same way. So, let's break down 5 key takeaways that can seriously level up your self-care game when it comes to stress and anxiety. 1. Tune in to your body. This is huge. Our bodies are incredibly intuitive. They send us signals all the time, aches, pains, fatigue, racing heart, that tell us something's not quite right. Learn to pay attention to these cues. Feeling overwhelmed? Maybe it's time for a break, a walk in nature, or a good night's sleep. 2. Movement is magic. I know, sometimes the last thing you want to do when stress hits is move. But trust me on this one. Physical activity, even a simple 10-minute walk, can release endorphins, those feel-good chemicals that naturally combat anxiety and boost your mood. Think of it as a reset button for your mind and body. 3. Mindfulness matters. Ever get caught in the what-if trap? You know, spiraling into worries about things that might happen? Mindfulness is all about bringing your attention to the present moment. Focus on your breath, your senses. What do you see, hear, smell, taste, touch right now? This simple practice can help calm racing thoughts and ground you in reality. 4. Fuel your fire. What you put into your body directly affects how you feel. Processed foods, sugary drinks, and excessive caffeine can actually worsen anxiety symptoms. Instead, nourish yourself with whole, unprocessed foods, fruits, veggies, lean proteins, that provide sustained energy and support your mental well-being. 5. Connect and disconnect. Social connection is vital for our mental health. But let's be real, sometimes we need a break from the constant stimulation of social media and the digital world. Schedule time to unplug and connect with loved ones in person, engage in hobbies you enjoy, or simply spend some quiet time alone. Alright, let's get real for a second. Picture this. You wake up feeling stressed already because your to-do list is overflowing. Work deadlines are looming, your phone won't stop buzzing, and you haven't had a decent night's sleep in days. It's easy to feel overwhelmed and like there's no escape from the pressure. But what if I told you that even amidst all that chaos, you have the power to choose how you respond? Think about it, instead of hitting snooze on your alarm and drowning in anxiety, maybe start your day with a mindful meditation session or a quick walk outside. Swap sugary coffee for a green smoothie packed with nutrients that support focus and calm. Carve out even just 15 minutes to connect with a loved one. A simple phone call can make all the difference. These small acts of self-care might seem insignificant, but trust me, they can snowball into something huge. So remember, folks, managing stress and anxiety isn't about becoming a Zen master overnight. It's about making consistent, conscious choices that prioritize your well-being. It's about listening to your body, finding movement that feels good, nourishing yourself with healthy foods, connecting with others, and taking moments to unplug and recharge. You've got this. Now, I want to hear from you. What are some of your favorite self-care practices? Share them in the comments below. Let's inspire each other. And don't forget to subscribe to Depression to Drive and join me every day for more motivation and real talk about navigating life's ups and downs. Until next time, keep moving forward.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.